and this is The Science Show on RN, where we now turn to disgust. Yes, that's also a branch of science, didn't you know? Here's Alexis Whitten from the University of New South Wales.
We all know the saying, something just feels wrong. Whether it feels wrong in our gut or it feels wrong in our heart, there's a distinct awareness that wrongdoing evokes strong emotions. Researching the kinds of emotions that arise when we're exposed to wrongdoing can help us gain insight into the kinds of feelings that guide our so-called moral compass. Research into moral psychology suggests that one of the key emotions that may contribute to feelings of moral wrongness is disgust. The original function of disgust has long been understood as a mechanism for repelling dirt and disease from the body. More recently, it's been suggested that disgust may have evolved to help us function in more complex social settings by promoting adherence to moral norms and contributing to feelings of repulsion towards those who violate these norms. Interestingly, it appears that we can measure feelings of moral wrongness in the same way that we measure emotions, by documenting the physical changes that occur in our body when we're experiencing them. Like anxiety, which is often accompanied by a pounding heart and sweating palms, feelings of disgust also have distinct physiological characteristics. One of the most prominent and reliable physical signs of disgust can be observed in a person's facial expression. Imagine you're sitting down to eat a meal at your local restaurant. You take a bite. As you're chewing, you feel something getting caught between your teeth and around your tongue. You reach in and pull it out to investigate, and as you do, a long, curly black hair slides from your mouth. And it's not yours. Ugh! Now, for most people, simply imagining such a situation causes a retraction of the muscle next to the nose. This muscle, called the levator labii superioris, is the muscle which pulls the lip up, wrinkling the nose, creating the signature facial expression of disgust. Given that disgust has this distinct and measurable physiological sign, and that this emotion has been suggested to contribute to feelings of moral wrongness, physical signs of disgust might be expected in a person who's exposed to something they think is morally wrong. As a PhD student with the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales, my research focuses on testing this possibility. One of the primary aims is to clarify whether the physiological signs that accompany feelings of moral wrongness are similar to the physiological signs of disgust. This is an important question as it will help to identify the physiological processes that contribute to our sense of morality and perceptions of wrongdoing. To do this, I use a highly sensitive measure of facial expressions of emotion known as facial electromyography. This technique involves sticking small sensors to certain parts of a person's face, which then pick up subtle changes in muscle activity. To look at whether feelings of disgust contribute to moral emotions, we can first look at whether facial expressions in response to moral violations involve the disgust muscle. Secondly, we can look at whether making people feel disgusted affects how strongly they react to moral wrongdoings. If disgust contributes to our feelings of moral wrongness, this should be observed in facial expressions and should also be observed when people are made to feel disgusted. One of my recent studies revealed that when people are made to feel disgusted, so by watching a disgusting video, their facial expressions become more intense specifically to images depicting moral transgressions. What was also found was that the type of expression people were showing to moral themes was consistently of a disgust type involving the levator labii muscle. So there have been two major findings. Firstly, that making people feel disgusted enhances their physical responses to things they perceive to be morally wrong. And secondly, that people show facial expressions to moral transgressions that are characterised by a wrinkling of the nose or disgust expression. These studies of human physiology suggest that the philosopher Nietzsche was correct when he said, "Morality is the best device for leading mankind around by the nose." Our feelings of what is right and wrong may not exist deep and hidden in the gut or in the heart, but instead may exist for all to see in a simple twitch of the nose.
Alexis Whitten is completing her disgusting PhD at the University of New South Wales under Nietzsche's nose.